Hello and welcome to Victory Briefings, where we use the Word of God for a victorious life. I'm Dwight Hammond and I'm glad you're listening today. Be blessed by the Holy Spirit as He gives you new revelation knowledge through this Victory Briefing. Today's podcast is called Personal Identification. We really need to have a close relationship with the Holy Spirit, because we can't win battles without hearing from the general. What we know is so important. God's people perish because they lack and reject knowledge, according to Hosea 4, verse 6. It is the will of God that we redeem the time in these last days. Ephesians 5, verses 15 through 17 tells us, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." Now, people will waste time in many ways, such as living in unforgiveness, holding on to bitterness, or being offended. When we walk circumspectly with situational awareness and alertness, in God's wisdom, redemption will work through us to empower us to understand what God wants us to do instead of doing foolish things in our own ability. Redeeming the time is talking about believers who take advantage of every spiritual opportunity. Take a look at Colossians 4, verses 2 through 6, and 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Because we know that the night is coming when no one can work, there's an open window in time for the gospel, and we must seize the moment. The English Standard Version of the Bible puts it this way, Ephesians 5, 15 through 17, "Look carefully, then, how to walk, not as unwise, but wise, making the best use of time, because the days are evil, and therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." And the next verse, 18, is a huge part of being in God's will. You should look it up and read it in your Bible and talk to Him about that. The devil will provide all kinds of distractions to keep you out of God's will. There is power in knowing the will of God, and when we understand His will, He helps us to make the best use of time as we become aware of His power working in our lives. The enemy hates your true identity. A part of God's will is to know who you are in Christ. Let's look at Exodus chapter 3, verse 2. It was an interesting day on the job. Moses was tending his father-in-law's sheep, and an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the middle of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not being consumed. Moses said, "I got to take a look at this." And he turned aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not being burned. When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses." And Moses said, "Here I am." What else could you say? The word bush comes from a Hebrew word that means to stick or to prick. So this was a thorn bush or a bramble, the kind of bush that would normally burn up very easily, very quickly. And so it's interesting, as a side note, that the thorn bush is a figure of the curse. See Genesis 3:18 for that. But he turned to take a closer look at this great sight. God called him out of this fiery bramble. The Bible says that God's eyes search over the earth for those who will worship him. You can see that in 2 Chronicles 16:9 and John 4, verse 23. God is in pursuit of us, and we see evidence of that here in Exodus chapter 3. The conversation between God and Moses continues in verse 5. He says, "Then he said, do not come near. Take off your sandals from your feet, for this place on which you are standing is holy ground." Now, in the past, I've always thought that God said this to Moses because he wanted him to remove his shoes out of respect. I'm sure there's truth to that, but as I meditated and asked Holy Spirit about this verse, I realized that God had called this place holy because he wanted Moses to experience all of his holiness. He didn't want there to be a single thing between Moses and the holiness of God, not even shoe leather. And it's the very same with us today. If we're born again by the Spirit of God, the Bible says you are holy ground. God doesn't want anything separating us from him. He went to a great expense to come to earth as a man and die a horrible death on the cross and become sin for us. Jesus did all that so that you and I would come into that holy place, into the place of his presence. It says in the Gospels that when Jesus said, "It is finished," the veil of the temple was torn top to bottom. This veil was a thick curtain, a woven curtain, separating the temple from the Holy of Holies. And it's a place so sacred that only the priest could enter into this space once a year. But when Jesus died and the veil was torn at that very moment, he opened up the holy place to you and me. God has invited us into the holy place of his presence. That is amazing to me. We are made holy and can enter into his holy presence through the blood of Jesus. Ephesians 4:24 says, "And that you put on the new man, which is created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness." If you've been born again, your spirit has been recreated in righteousness and holiness. You have a powerful personal identification in Christ. How awesome is that? Colossians chapter 1, verse 21 says, "And you, who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight." The Bible tells us we were alienated from God, but he reconciled us unto himself through the body of his own flesh through death. It's through Jesus' suffering on the cross that we are reconciled. We are able to present ourselves before God as holy, blameless, and above reproach in his sight. Praise God. You see, the Greek word for reconciled compares to a court of justice. And as you stand in front of this court of justice, you are found without spot, without blemish, and without accusation. You're acquitted. The verdict is not guilty. Reconciled is a legal term indicating that there is no legal action that can be brought against you. That is who you are in your born-again spirit. 2 Corinthians 5:18 says, "All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation." Now let's look at what you can do when you know who you are. Colossians 3:12 says, "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies and kindness and humility, meekness and long-suffering." It tells us we're holy and beloved, and it gives us the power to put on mercy and kindness for others. That is the power of God in you. You're only able to put on these characteristics because of holiness and righteousness that live inside your born-again spirit. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17 tells us, "But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him." Now that's awesome. We are made one spirit with the Lord. It would be impossible to be unholy and unrighteous and share the Spirit with the Lord. The Bible says that we are one spirit with him. We are connected to the Lord and can have communion with him because of our new birth. We are no longer separated from him. Jesus bridged the gap with his blood on the cross. He is holy, righteous, and beloved. And therefore, you're just as holy and righteous and beloved in your spirit as he is. In these last days, it's so important to redeem the time, know the will of God, and know who you are. You are not just a sinner saved by grace. You used to be. But because of your born-again spirit, you are the righteousness of God in Christ. I hope you see how important it is that you know and believe this. There's so much power in the revelation of who you really are. You are righteous, holy, and beloved in Christ Jesus. Your personal identification in Christ will empower you in these last days. Amen. Lord, bless all the listeners today. In Jesus' name, we thank you for prayer requests that we've gotten, and we thank you for all the listeners around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for following the podcast. I hope you make it a part of your ministry to share this message with others. This message and other materials are available at victorybriefings.net.